Okay, so if you're trying to figure out affordable rental options, well, getting clear information is just vital, isn't it?
Absolutely. It can be a real maze out there.
Yeah. So today we're doing a deep dive into the source material you sent over, specifically that HomeWise overview for the social housing subsidy.
That's the plan. And look, our mission here is pretty straightforward. Cut through the official language, give you a really concise, high-value summary. We're going to break down basically what you get, who exactly qualifies, and then how you actually go about applying for it quickly.
Let's dive straight in then. What's the core benefit? What are you actually getting here?
Fundamentally, it's access to a rental house or an apartment. That's the goal.
Okay, simple enough, but it's not just any rental, is it? There's a mechanism behind it.
Exactly. It's structured. The government provides funding, right? But it goes to these specific bodies called social housing institutions, or SHIs.
SHIs.
Yeah, you can think of them as like accredited nonprofit type landlords, maybe. They're set up specifically to manage these rentals.
Got it. And the big win for the person applying.
Is the rent. You pay a reduced rental amount.
And that reduction isn't random, it's tied to.
It's tied directly to your household income. That's the crucial part. The whole point is to make it affordable based on what you actually earn. It's income linked.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's talk eligibility. This is often where things get tricky, right?
It really is. This is probably the most detailed bit in the source. So the basics are, well, pretty standard. You need to be a South African citizen or have a permanent residency permit, and you've got to be 18 or older.
Standard stuff, but the household part seems quite specific in the document.
Very specific. This is key. You generally need to be either married or living with a partner.
Okay. What if you're single?
Right. If you're single or divorced, it says you must have proven financial dependence and they have to be permanently living with you.
Wait, hang on. So if I'm, say, a single person earning within the range, but I don't have kids or anyone else financially dependent on me, I'm just out.
According to this overview, yes, that seems to be the case. It's quite a specific requirement.
That definitely targets a certain structure.
It does. It tells you a lot about who the policy aims to support, families or households with dependents. But okay, assuming you meet that structure,
Then comes the money.
then comes the income. And this is the big one, your household income, calculated before deductions.
Right, gross income.
Yes, gross monthly income. It has to fall between R1 850 and R22,000 per month.
R1,850 to R22,000. That's a very defined
It
range.
is very fine.
That lower number, R1,850. That's interesting. What does that suggest?
Well, it suggests it's really targeting, the working poor or lower working class, people who are earning something, probably just above the threshold for social grants, but definitely not enough for market rentals.
And the R22,000 ceiling.
That basically caps it below what might be considered middle income in some context. It keeps the focus on that lower to moderate income band. It's a pretty narrow window, all things considered.
Okay, so let's say you meet the household criteria, you're in that income band. How do you actually apply? What's the process?
Right, process. It's basically a two-step thing you need to be aware of.
Step one.
First, you need to go to your nearest municipality, your local council office.
Okay, to apply there.
No, crucially, not to apply. You go there just to find out if there are actually any social housing projects operating in your specific area, geographically.
Ah, so it's an information gathering step first. Saves wasting time applying if there's nothing nearby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That check is vital. Then, once you know there are projects and who runs them.
Who runs them, being the SHI, the social housing institution?
Precisely. Your actual application for a unit, the forms, the income check, the lease that goes directly to the specific SHI managing that housing project.
Not the municipality.
Definitely not the municipality. They just provide the initial info. The application itself is with the SHI. That split is something people often get confused about.
Okay, good clarification. So let's quickly recap for everyone listening. What are the absolute must-knows from this HomeWise summary?
Three main things, really. You get access to rental housing at a reduced rate, and that rate depends on your income.
Two.
Eligibility is strict. It's about your household setup partner or dependents needed if single, and that very specific income band. R1,850 up to R22,000 a month.
And three.
The application process. Check with the municipality for availability first, then apply directly to the SHI that manages the project.
Got it. Reduced rent, specific criteria apply to the SHL.
Exactly. And maybe a final thought to leave people with. When you look at all those requirements together, the income range, needing a partner or dependents, What does that specific combination suggest about the sort of underlying goal? What kind of social or economic unit is this subsidy really designed to support and perhaps stabilize?
Focusing on that working family unit within a certain income bracket.
It certainly makes you think about the precise niche this policy is carved out for, doesn't it? Gives you something to mull over regarding the aims behind the rules.